You're with Raf.
He's become known as the Camel Man. I don't know if he gave himself that name or not, but he was walking near Ferguson Track in Jamison on the weekend when he and his camels got into trouble. And John has made his way to somewhere that's got good mobile reception so he can have a word to us. John, good afternoon.
Hello.
What happened to you and the camels?
Well, we walked down a quite a narrow track probably around 6 days ago. And then the area received around about 150 mils or more of rain. So we decided not to keep on going forward and turn around to go back on what we thought was going to be a safer track. But the rain had changed the track and taken the camels across it when we were passing a small bit of water going over the track. It had loosened it up enough by the time the third camel walked over it for him to just drop straight out of the line, straight down a 10-metre drop off.
10 metres.
That was just the initial part, so I had to basically cut off the rear camel to stop him going down.
The five camels are roped together, are they?
Yeah, they're all roped together.
Okay.
We were trying to pull him up with the front two, but then when they started to slide back, I had to make the decision to cut him off, but then I was grabbing onto his lead rope as well, so we both went over the side. So I went about 20 metres and he went about 40 metres down.
He went 40 metres down the hill?
Yeah. So it was basically about a 50-metre run down to the Jameson River for where he went. So he would have flipped over about 10 times or so.
Or did he tumble as he... Camels can't tumble down a hill without getting hurt, can they?
Well, the thing, the vet out this morning said that the thing that saved him was all the saddle and bags that I had on him. There's nothing too hard in his bags. He's carrying a lot of flat or softer things.
Right. Was he carrying your clothes and sleeping bag, that sort of thing?
Yeah, some softer items and also some harder things like a bit like flat like a table. He's got a table on one side of him and some fishing nets and gear on the other side. So it just provided that apparently the perfect amount of padding for him to be able to get down there. But I got down to him. It was the blackberries that caught me up, so I got tangled up in all them.
Oh, gosh.
And then got down to get him out, and I got him about 30 metres out myself.
Oh.
He was really good. The camel really saved himself.
So he would just walk back up that 30 metres or so?
It was about an hour to get him the 30 metres. Basically, we had a few trees there to work with, so it was just trying to, you know, win every, you know, couple of metre battle from tree to tree. And then anchoring him off in the tree and letting him have a rest and recoup.
How steep was it?
Pretty steep. I'd say, basically they had to abseil in to get the equipment.
Right. What's his name?
This is Arthur.
Arthur.
King Arthur after yesterday's incident, I think.
Have you given Arthur lots of treats?
He's got about three bales of lucerne that have been dropped off and some horse pellets as well. So he's eaten so much he's not even looking at the food in front of him. So he's pretty good.
What are you doing with your four or five camels walking, wandering around? What's your aim?
Oh, well, I decided that I wanted to go out and see this country that I was born in. That I had no desire to get there's enough people with a, you know, flash four-wheel drive and a caravan. Wanted to do it under my own steam. And someone mentioned camels at dinner one night, and the next I Googled, how do you buy a camel? And 2 years later, here we are 3,000 kilometres into the trip.
3,000 k's. How long have you been walking for?
So I've been walking for a little over a year now. Started on April 11th last year. And we're slowly winding through every state. So we're just waiting for the border to open back up so we can get into Tasmania and then back home to WA where I'm from.
How much longer are you going to be walking for, do you think?
Well, I reckon there's about another 5,500 k's to go, and it's taken me a year to do 3,000. So I'd say at least another 18 months on the road.
And how have you been affected by the COVID stuff? I mean, we're all supposed to stay at home and only leave for essential things. Like, so how do you deal with that?
Yeah, so look, the parks, the Farm to Parks and also the Victorian Police have been really good and supportive because essentially I don't have a fixed abode or a home to return to for this here. So basically just been trying to stay out of direct contact with any of with people as I go through.
Yeah.
And because a lot of the parks and caravan parks are all closed off, that allows me to be able to, I suppose, isolate whilst still moving.
And what did you used to do, John? Tell everyone what you used to do.
So before this, I was the CEO of an insurance broking company over in Perth, a firm that I started about 12 years ago or so now. Had a nightclub and probably a little bit more of a flamboyant lifestyle before this tent life and camel life crept up on me. It was a bit of a change in transition. I suppose I relied on the credit card or relied on the money as putting a smile on my face a little bit too much, and I wanted to go out there and do something that was a different way to find happiness and see the world.
You having a good time?
Having a great time. Initially, I was meant to go straight from Coonar Beach, where I took off in North Queensland, straight across to Coral Bay in WA, and about 350 k's in, I took a left at an intersection instead of going straight through. And that was over 2,500 kilometres ago, and I'm still on that detour. So I must be enjoying it, because every kilometre I walk south, I have to walk north again. So I'm adding more and more to the trip with every step.
Look, have a great time, John. I'm glad everything worked out okay yesterday.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to check out the trip, then just check out johnelliott.com.au with two L's and two T's.
No worries. And you can check him out, John Art Elliott, on Instagram as well.